from KQED.
Meanwhile, in San Diego, Bob Filner is out as mayor. Filner resigned Friday, effective August 30th, after the city council voted Friday afternoon to approve an agreement paving the way for Filner's exit. Filner denied having sexually harassed any women, but he accepted responsibility for bad behavior that led to his departure less than a year into his term.
For the part that I have played, and I take responsibility for putting the city through a very bad time, again, I apologize to all of you. Certainly it was never my intention to be a mayor who went out like this.
A growing list of women have accused Filner of sexual harassment, and the city was eager to move past it. The city council began its hearing Friday afternoon with public testimony. Reporter Sandia Dirks with KPBS in San Diego was there.
It was incredibly emotional, and it spanned the spectrum of opinions on Filner. You had people getting up there saying this mayor has got to go, and you also had a lot of people speaking about how they felt that Filner was their champion. This guy was a longtime progressive in Congress and now is the mayor, and there were a lot of people, and we're talking Latinos and African Americans and homeless people, who said, this guy gave us a voice, and now you're taking it away from us. So there was really a sense of deep emotion in the room. In addition, some of the alleged victims were there, and one in particular spoke, Laura Fink, who was one of the first women to come forward and accuse the mayor of sexual harassment. And as she spoke, she cried. She said, look, this has taken a toll on the victims, too, and he's got to go.
Given that the testimony was sort of all over the map, do you think in the end it kind of frees the city council to sort of do what it wants because there wasn't really a consensus among the audience?
I think it does give the city council some leeway, but there's going to be blowback no matter what they decide.
That's Sandia Dirks with KPBS in San Diego. Sandia, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Scott.
And with Bob Filner out, City Council President Todd Gloria takes over as acting mayor. I asked San Diego Mesa College political science professor Carl Luna what Gloria can do to help move the city forward.
Well, simply by not being Bob Filner will be helpful. You'll move attention away from the mayor's foibles to practical matters at City Hall, moving forward with the Balboa Park centennial celebration coming up next year, city budget matters, little things like keeping the pension solvent. So there's a lot of things that have been on the back burners that we can now move forward.
And to what extent do you think Filner's priorities, the things he ran on and got elected on, will become the agenda that the city moves forward with, that acting Mayor Gloria moves forward with?
While I'm sure much of it will be the agenda of the Democrats on the city council, looking to protect labor unions and have decent contracts, looking to balance the city budget, moving things out to the district so you keep fire stations and libraries open, help to restore a lot of services to the outer lying areas of the city that were gutted during our financial problems of the last 10 years. So the progressive agenda will move forward. It just won't have a strong mayor to really rally it.
And you say that because why? He's the acting mayor?
Well, in the strong mayor system, the mayor has certain powers that even an acting mayor will not be able to be able to move forward with budget issues, to be able to veto actions of the council. We really won't be fully back on track for a couple of months until a special election appoints a full-time mayor.
And finally, Professor Luna, Bob Filner, the third of San Diego's last six mayors elected to resign under a cloud. How hard will it be, do you think, for San Diego to get past this latest civic soap opera?
If we can learn our lessons, which is pay attention to who you elect, don't rely on the B team to be elected. San Diego is a world-class city deserving of world-class representation. We're not a training ground for future representatives. I think the citizens of San Diego, if they pay more attention to their ballot and realize it matters, will be able to move ahead from this without too much trouble.
All right. Carl Luna, professor of political science at San Diego Mesa College. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Once again, the news, San Diego Mayor Bob Filner resigning effective August 30th under a cloud of allegations that Filner sexually harassed more than a dozen women.